agree with it, it's not in there.
41.
I think it's a big B, but.
Do you have a page 41, Lois? I don't have a page 41.
I have a page 41.
The, all the statutes are in the packet, in the state section.
Page 41 is missing.
Out of this section.
Oh.
Yeah, page 41 is missing.
Okay, so B here, just, oh, I see how it's structured. Oh, so the original bill didn't have any additional fee? That's.
Yes, like the original one that the, we entered. I'm gonna mention another, this is not a matter of a personal pride either. I think four or five of us were told about it the first time, and so we wanted to make it bipartisan, and that's ironically is the reason why you see Martin's there, rather than Boucher and Bloomberg first, they just, the way they wanted to talk to it, so. Although I'm proud to be part of it, it's not my whole heart to say the least.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor to amend committee substitute to redraft section 2. Are there any objections?
Just one.
Discussion, okay.
Is it understood, Madam Chairman, with Representative Donnelly, that $10 fee will be put in that?
No.
Rather than leave it open?
No, Madam Chair, my motion was to insert the special request veteran or retired veteran plate language into the existing statute without changing the amount, leaving the amounts the same for all of them.
Then I can't be sure that it's gonna be revenue enhancement. They might go at $5, $7 charge.
It should create more money.
Where are you putting it?
It should generate more money.
Oh, if you leave it at 30?
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, no. Kill the thing, you know. Might as well put it at $200 per plate.
Well, I don't know, but how many of the vanity plates do we sell, Mr. Brown?
Madam Chair, we have approximately 13,000 of them in existence at this time. And they just pay again, that extra $30 is paid the first year only, or if they lose the plates and have to replace them, they pay that one-time charge plus the regular fee everybody else pays.
So it'd be just like the vanity plates, there'd be a one-time $30 charge, and then they'd never have to pay that $30 again, they just pay the regular fee after that.
Representative Martin?
Madam Chair, the major difference is that I get a vanity plate, that's for me and me alone. The state is losing money in my mind because I want my own vanity and Martin on the back of my car. For $30, I'll pay it. This here is a major group, up to 70,000 people. So we're looking at the thing of serving the public for what they request, and at the same time making a little money on it, but not a killing. And I think if you're gonna have $30 plus $30, the initial cost plus over and above, it's gonna be too much, it's gonna be $60.
But it'd be a one-time, Madam Chair?
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
It'd be a one-time $30 fee, I mean, it's not 60, because they got the car anyway, they're gonna be paying 30. The only additional cost is 30. And the difference here is that we've got a new program with new fiscal exposure to the state, because we have a fiscal note where we're gonna be hiring a person, and we'd like to be able to make sure that there's gonna be enough revenue generated to pay for that person, whether or not a lot of people buy these plates. With the vanity plates, we recently increased them by $10 to more accurately reflect the cost, because we had a track record of what we were selling, you know, how many we had, but we don't have any track record for this either. And also, there's the equity situation, why should you charge $30? I understand the argument that there's a bunch more of them in the standard, but it's still a form of vanity plate, and if it was already once in the statute that the National Guard, and we're not changing the National Guard statute here otherwise, I find it hard to say that we've got a National Guard personnel pay 30 for their plates and the veterans pay 10. I got a real problem with that.
Representative Martin?
I have no problem at all in joining both National Guard, which is part of the veterans establishment involved. So if you want to delete the word National Guard and put in veterans and military group, as you said, fine, but delete 30 and insert 10, and I think we're gonna make money.
Representative Sponsel?
What I just realized, Madam Chair, is that I was thinking that this fee would be paid every year, and in which case, including that we added new people, we would continue to support this one position. If we just bring in a straggling few each additional year, I would expect the most to be the first two, maybe 3 years, and after that we wouldn't be adding significant numbers of veterans, and yet we've created an ongoing full-time position in the department.
Madam Chair, our fiscal note reflects that one position is only for the first year, mm-hmm. and we will do away with the position after the first year. And the reason for that, again, we expect the big influx the first year, and after that it will be slow.
Representative Donnelly.
Madam Chair, just to Representative Martin, if we were to do that way, we'd be knocking the vanity plates down to $10 also, because they're rolled together here. Are they, Mr. Brown? Isn't the special request plates mm-hmm. and the Alaska National Guard are together here?
Yeah.
So we'd be knocking down the cost of,
yeah.
they'd be going down to 10 too. We'd have to do something different than that if we wanted to do the sponsor's recommendation. I don't think we want to be reducing fees anywhere in the budget right now. I'd rather keep fees consistent and bring new fees in at the same level as existing fees, rather than reducing the National Guard fees down to 10.
Representative Henry.
Madam Chair, did I understand you to say, though, you haven't sold any National Guard plates?
Madam Chair, that is correct. That was a law that passed in 1986.
But
we did have a fiscal note attached to it, and shortly after it passed, that's when the price of oil went down and all the departments had to take some decrements, and that was one of the decrements we took, was cutting the cost of purchasing the National Guard license plates. So we have not issued any to date.
I have a question. Do you have a position, if there was a fiscal note attached to the National Guard, was there a position already incorporated for the license plating?
The fiscal note that passed with the bill in 1986 had a half-time position. That half-time position was never hired either. That was taken as part of the decrement also.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Donnelly.
Mr. Brown, if we did it, the proposal that's before us now is to amend it to add veterans plates into that same section of the statutes where the National Guard was added. Your plan is that if that was done, could this person that you're hiring to do the veterans plates do the National Guard plate program also?
Madam Chair, I'd have to check with the director's office in Anchorage. Right off the top of my head, I would say yes. The only difference is the fact the National Guard plates, they're going to be so few, will be issued by special programs office in Anchorage. In other words, they won't be issued to each individual field office because we're not sure where they're all going to come into. The veterans plates, because of the higher volume of veterans and the higher volume of the number of people that will request them, will be available at each individual field office. And therefore, the position we're asking for veterans is in the Anchorage field office. The halftime position we were asking for National Guard plates is in the headquarters office, because they're, all of them would flow into there. I think that could probably be coordinated.
So we might be able to get two programs for the price same
of
price of one.
That is quite possible.
And one other thing that I keep thinking about is that the veterans plates are a one-time deal, where there's one mold, and for vanity plates, they have to be different each time. Mm-hmm. Representative Martin?
That's the major point I'd like to emphasize. And see, when you get a vanity plate, that one shot, someone takes an awful lot of work mm-hmm. in design and structure and getting the mold, and we let them have it for $30. Here, the person's going to run them off, maybe as much as 500 at a time. U.S. Army, 1 to 500. U.S. Navy, 1 to 1,000. Probably have more Navy people here. U.S. Air Force, maybe 2,000 at a time. So it's going to be so much cheaper volume, just like selling candy at a store. So I have a certain chocolate bar, you know, at a nickel piece, they're really going to sell. If I make it 25 cents a piece, they're not going to sell.
Mr. Brown? You're going to have to develop new forms for this program.
Madam Chair, I'm not sure that we'll have to do it with new. We probably will, yes. Either we will or Veterans Administration will have to come up with a form. We would need proof that the person is a veteran.
And you're going to have to
come from another agency rather.
You're going to have to publish some sort of notice that this program is available now. Would there be some costs with that also?
Madam Chair, we didn't plan on any publicity program as such. It would basically be through the newsletter or something to the veterans.
Okay.
But I mean, when somebody comes into DMV and they say, what kind of plates are available, don't you have to, don't you have a list of these things?
We don't at this time.
Representative Martin?
I think on the screening, we learned this last year from the Pearl Harbor plates, so that the division only needs to see the individual DOD form, I think it's 212, that shows that they were discharged. Everybody carried those little things around, I got my little military card around. So that won't be an additional burden. We did have the Department of Motor Vehicle when this first came out, the concept at the initial start, get involved with the drafter. I didn't have much to do with it, it's just that they worked with the drafters, with the Division of Military Affairs. All we did was introduce the bill after they did their homework. But I don't think too much administration cost is going to be there. I worry about the paperwork too.
Representative Hanley?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I have another meeting. I don't want to leave you without a quorum, but I guess my thought is I, from the discussion, I think we could probably come up with a committee substitute that would probably hopefully please the sponsor and accomplish what, I'm not sure. If indeed taking out the special request plates and leaving those at $30 and then combining the National Guard and the veterans plates and putting them in at $10, since we have yet to even sell a National Guard plate, I don't know how much revenue enhancement that will be because there are not that many. But I would think that the $10 would cover the cost, since Jay Delaney in here says that the Pearl Harbor plates cost $7.28. So I would think the $10 cost, even for the veteran, even for the National Guard plate, if they cost $7.28, the $10 would cover that cost with $2 and whatever, 72 cents or something left over. I would be willing to put the National Guard and the veterans plates in at 10, leaving the special request plates at 30. And I don't know if that would meet with approval of the other members.
Go ahead,
Chair,
Mr. Morrison.
One of the things that Senate Bill 57 does, which concerns the organized militia, is to leave the cost of the National Guard plates, let's say, at $30, and then identify a portion of that money to be made available or accounted for separately and made available for appropriation for what's established as something called a commander's fund. Basically, it's a recreational fund.
That's
one of the most interesting ideas I've heard in years.
It's not a dedicated fund because it does not.
But you have, but you have a special yeah.
And anyway, the that is supported by the same National Guardsmen who support it. The plates themselves, it was viewed that the when they would purchase the plates, that they would know that a portion of that money would be coming back to recreation. That's why it was more than the, you know, more than the normal.
Can't you just see all the specialty plates with special funds created, just like the permanent fund checkoff that we've got problem now? Once you open the door to that stuff, it'd be a nightmare.
Representative Gruenberg.
Madam Chair, I hardly ever come. Have the pleasure of coming to this committee, and I didn't realize that this other bill was before the committee today. And I have talked with Mr. Morrison and have been asked to introduce legislation on what are called Purple Heart license plates too. And I have talked with the sponsor of this bill about adding that concept to House Bill 11. And I don't know what the feeling of the committee is, and I had no idea it was up today, and I just happened to wander in to thank my friend here. And I'm wondering if the committee is going to keep this bill for another day or so, because if they do, I would like to prepare an amendment on Purple Heart license plates to add it to this, at least bring it to the committee for its consideration. I don't want to delay the bill, and it's my fault. I have to check this. I just have a draft.
Well, I amend my motion. Okay. Include Purple Heart. Throw it on the table and have it at least drafted as a committee substitute
right.
And have it before us.
If there
you
is
give
a
me
motion
time to get
on
my
the
amendment
floor
together, I'll do it.
To amend the committee substitute to further amend it. And Representative Donnelly?
Maybe I'd like to amend my motion to have the staff draft the CS with the Purple Heart. Add it to the proposal that I made earlier,
great.
And then we can just argue out the cost.
Fine, whatever.
Okay.
Is that a good idea?
So there's a motion on the floor. Are there any objections?
Just one clarification. As sponsor, I don't mind at all, because we had previously talked about this, and this pretty well does what the Senate bill is doing that's coming up. But at $10, Madam Chairman?
No.
There's a motion on the floor. The cost will be discussed, apparently, within the committee substitute, and that can be ironed out, and it'll be heard again with the committee substitute. So there is a motion on the floor. Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, motion carried. So.
We can divide that.
I would move that we bring that back at another meeting, and that this meeting be adjourned.
Okay, that there's a motion on the floor to hear this bill. Any objections? Motion carried. And move to adjourn. Yeah.